baby, it's cold outside. Oh! I didn't mean to sing that song, Jimmy.
Was that a rewind of a tape? is that what that sound was?
Well, you know how you do that screeching halt sound effect? That's what I was trying to do.
Right. Okay.
But I'm not the only one who is rewinding or halting that song altogether. Radio stations across the country pulling that off the playlist this holiday season because of controversy. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first of all, welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list, because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, I should start out by saying that there is a lot of political correctness now in the air. There have been names that have been changed that are associated with, past discretions by people who were given elevated to have their names represent a street or a building of some sort, a sports venue, whatever it may be. There's been a lot of that. Some have seen it as purely political correctness. Others see it as, you know what, it's time to move beyond that, right? It is the right thing to do. So that's been going on now for quite a while. So now, during the holiday season, comes this song, which is not, by the way, a holiday song, but is played often during the holiday season. Maybe It's Cold Outside. I don't know if that's the exact name, the proper name for it, but that's you know the song. We've heard
it
before.
I've heard it at least once.
You have
once.
Heard this one. At least once. Right. So what's the problem with this song?
It's the lyrics were written in a time when men dominated women. That's really it.
Yeah.
That's what these lyrics reflect, is that the man, and the woman gets to say no, and the woman says no, but she really means yes. And, you know, these lyrics in a modern time would never be written.
No, they would not. No.
So we play them in this festive time of the year. And it really just kind of perpetuates what has been going on between the male and the female in our world for decades. And now that we have been alerted to this and the poor behaviors of Misters Cosby, Weinstein, Les Moonves, Matt Lauer.
You'll run out of breath and life
if
you were listing them because
the list
goes on.
That's right.
There's
quite a few. But those were the big four. I think those are the big four.
Yes.
I think those were the big four. And now people are fed up with that. You can't do that anymore. I mean, you just can't. And yet what this shows more than anything else is it's a culture shock, because back in the day in 1949 when this song and lyrics were written and released, it was a completely different world.
But here's the other thing, though. We've never really questioned it. Maybe it's not because we didn't care about the lyrics. It's because I never really thought about the lyrics.
Right. But now when you see and if you read the lyrics, and there's a great quote in here, by, I believe it's one of the disc jockeys at KOIT, maybe, that took it off. And I guess William Shatner got involved with this controversy,
he did as well.
On Twitter.
Everyone's involved.
But this is a great quote, and it's a shame that the actions of people like Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby have left people with a bad taste in their mouths over this song. Oh, and it's the daughter of
the person who wrote the song.
It's lasted now for about 70 years.
And only now.
Pretty good for a party song.
It is, yeah. It was done as a little party song. It eventually was sold to the movies, and then it kind of took off from there.
Frank Lesser.
Right. And it's been performed by a whole host of well-known names.
Including, for those, you may not know who Ray Hudson or Mae West is, or Betty Carter and Ray Charles. Please, if you don't
know
who
Ray Charles is. I've met Ray Charles.
I know. Good for you.
I went to his birthday party.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah,
by the way,
great.
One of the coolest guys of all time.
Ray Charles.
He just is.
It was weird. It was surreal standing next to him as we were all singing Happy Birthday.
And Lady Gaga, people know. and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What's the other one? Bublé? I've heard of him.
Michael
good.
Bublé.
I like his rendition of this. So, you know, at the heart of this is that the whole song, and again,
by the
I
way,
never thought
lyrics,
about this.
Can't lyrics be changed? Can't you modernize lyrics?
No.
We'd be bastardizing the past.
Yeah, yeah. I say, no. I think that if the way that someone wrote a song, they meant it to be that way. They wanted it to be that way in the spirit of what they were thinking. It probably wasn't what we think it was. But nonetheless, I don't think you can mess with a song. I'd say get rid of the song, but don't change the song. That's what I would have to say. But here's the thing.
And
Jimmy,
by the way, there's plenty of music in this era.
There's plenty
this time
of music, yes.
That I just can't
stand. Yeah, me too. Okay. And I think someone makes that point. There's a lot of crap that's out there, and no one's sitting there jumping up and down saying, why is that stuff, you know, not being pulled off the air? But here, this little holiday song. And again, it doesn't say anything in there about Christmas or any other holiday. It just became a classic that we hear around the holiday period. But if you go again, I think it's a little bit of, you're not really paying attention to the words in these songs. It's just like, it's the beat and you're like, oh, this is kind of interesting.
Until you read the lyrics. Which basically happens a lot in rap music
now, too.
When you read the lyrics, I'm like, holy mackerel, this is music?
But see, that's the thing. I never knew, when I was a kid, I liked the beat and you know, whatever music I was listening to. I wasn't really understanding
Rhythm drove your appreciation.
Exactly. Okay. It was not the lyrics. Oftentimes the lyrics I thought were the song were wrong. I remember another one, Bites the Dust. Pink Floyd, was that it?
That's Queen.
That's Queen? Another one? That's not Pink Floyd? Pink Floyd is another brick in the wall.
Yes.
So this one, another one, Bites the Dust. For some reason,
that's
on my little Queen. AM radio that I used to listen to, I thought they were saying another one Calls the Doctor. Because remember, it goes like,
what?
Another one bites the dust.
What?
Remember, it goes, Dusta. I thought it was Doctor.
Okay.
So even, we couldn't even, and we didn't have the internet back then to look the words up, right?
Yep.
Okay. So on this song, I haven't thought about these words. I didn't realize that the whole song was this guy trying to get this woman to kind of stay with him and hook up with him.
There you go.
And she keeps saying no. No, no, no.
And as we know now in the Me Too
no
era.
Means even, no.
By the way, I knew it when I was a kid. Yeah. My mother drilled that into me.
Yes.
No means no.
Right.
Respect the no.
Exactly.
As opposed to the no's. Respect the no's. No. Respect the no.
Respect the no. And this whole song talks about, it's the pressure that's being applied to the woman by the male. And she keeps saying no. And you know, but what's my family going to think if I don't show up when I'm supposed to show up? And I didn't realize that. And then you go through, here are some of the lyrics. The one that really everyone, I think, jumped all over is, as he is trying to get her, you know, to connect with him. At one point, they talk about, say, what's in this drink? And
right.
There's this.
It's a roofie.
It's
a roofie.
They didn't call it that back then, but there's this. There's this discussion debate about that,
right?
As something, the date rape, for those of you who don't know, it's the so-called date rape drug.
And let me ask you a question. Do you know, I know it's never happened to you. I get that.
Right.
But do you know of anyone who that has happened to?
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
That's true.
That's a very scary thing when you suddenly take a sip from something.
It's a serious matter.
Yeah.
And if in fact that's what it's talking
about.
In
a lot of ways,
about,
that's assault and poison, I just want to say.
Ooh, that's instead of assault and battery, it's assault and poison.
Very good.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And whoever gets caught doing that, and by the way, there are cameras everywhere.
They see
you putting it into your drinks.
You. Yeah.
So you better be conscious of where those cameras are.
Exactly.
If you're going to break the law, if you're going to do something like this.
But here's the thing. I mean, we don't know for a fact that that's what this is talking about. It could be, so what's in the drink? Is it an alcoholic drink or not? Is it on the rocks or not? I mean, there's so much that you could legitimately say this line was talking about. But given the current glasses that we all have on in today's world, that stands out as problematic. And then you keep on going through the lyrics. I ought to say no, 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 sir. Then he says, mind if I move closer in? At least I'm going to say that I tried. I really can't stay. And then that's where it goes, baby, it's cold outside. Ah, you're very pushy, you know. I like to think of it as opportunistic. Wow, man, I didn't know these words were in there. You go through this. I simply must go. The answer is no. The welcome has been so nice and warm. My sister, and she talks about being suspicious. My brother will be suspicious if I don't come home. It is about applying pressure to someone, a woman, who isn't comfortable with this situation. And this is what we've been humming during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess radio stations are correct to pull this. Unless we go back and dig deep and find out that's really not what it was talking about here.
To me, it's about balance. If you're going to play that song, play the one that was the romantic comedy song that won the Academy Award for Best Song in 1950 when the gender roles were reversed.
Uh-huh. Oh. Really?
Yes, it was. It was called Neptune's Daughter.
Oh, yeah, I heard that
right?
song.
No. Right? And the gender roles were reversed for the second time for comedic effect. And I'm all for that.
I think that the one problem I will, and again, I don't think if I respect everything about a woman and her, and when she says no,
her right,
no means
her
no.
Right.
And I'm not by any means justifying any of that. But I do believe, I do agree somewhat with this argument of there's a lot of garbage out there that is pumped into the ears of our young people. On a daily basis. And if you're going to protest a song that airs during the Christmas season, then I want to see that same enthusiastic support for those who are fighting nasty, horrible, destructive, women demeaning lyrics on a daily basis on radio stations all across this country.
I agree with that.
Both in rap and rock, pick your genre of music. There's a lot of crap out there.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
There you go. And so why do we make all this noise about this one little Christmas era or period song, and we're not on the hundred of other songs or hundreds of other songs out there that are blasting every day? And that's the problem I have. Again, not excusing that we should keep this song on the air and we should put it in a hard rotation, but that we need to also examine all the other garbage that's out there if we're going to be shooting at this song.
I'm going to agree 100% with you on that.
I'm
not really big on the lyrics that are out there. I think the more we hear these horrible words that hurt, the more we perpetuate these myths and stereotypes that we've been trying to get rid of during the Me Too and the political correct movement that's been going on. I thought it was going on for a long time. I thought we were progressing in the right direction up until a certain election. But
we're
anyway.
On a sidewalk that's moving backwards.
Yes, indeed.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Or send us your questions and comments at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.